It's March 15, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is John Longhurst, and I'm your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. Welcome to the program. We are a university of the church for the world. Please pray with me. Almighty God, Creator and Redeemer, we praise you for your work of creation, for the beauty of the world around us and every gift we enjoy. Most of all, we thank you for your amazing love and for sending your Son to restore the world and to give us life. In Jesus' name, amen. That was Children of the Heavenly Father, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Our theme today is Restoring Human Lives. The scripture is from Ezekiel chapter 36. Our speaker is Dr. Pierre Gilbert, Associate Professor of Biblical Studies and Theology at CMU.
Ezekiel 37, verse 1. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. The city of Jerusalem has been devastated by the Babylonians. Judah is no longer. Thousands have been taken prisoner and shipped to Babylon. The future looks bleak. Surely, there is no hope. In fact, the prophet Ezekiel is given a vision, a terrible vision. He sees a valley full of bones. Sign of a devastation so total and intense there were no survivors to bury the dead. Following a thorough and comprehensive tour of this open-faced cemetery, God asks Ezekiel an odd question. Son of man, can these bones become living people again? Now Ezekiel figures this must be a trick question, for he declines to answer. But God pushes on. He tells Ezekiel to preach to these bones. Now, what preacher in his right mind would do that? But God is adamant. Ezekiel must preach. And Ezekiel does. Twice he prophesies to the bones. Something extraordinary then happens. The bones quickly come together. Tendons and flesh appear. Skin grows over them. A vast army springs up.
Them bones, them, dry bones, them bones, them bones, them, dry bones, them bones, them bones, them, dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. It's toe bone's connected to your foot bone. Your foot bone's connected to your ankle bone. Your ankle bone's connected to your leg bone. Your leg bone's connected to your knee bone. Your knee bone's connected to your thigh bone.
The purpose of the vision is to give Ezekiel courage, hope, and boldness in preaching to his own people. Just like these dry bones came back to life, so would his people. As we approach Easter, I can't help but be reminded of the great hope that is ours. It's not easy to accept, but we too live in a great cemetery. We all die, rich and poor, virtuous and evil alike, no exception. But we're not without hope. One was born 2,000 years ago. He lived, died for our sins, and rose again. By his death and resurrection, Jesus Christ our Lord created the conditions necessary for the redemption of humanity. And one day, we who have put our trust in Jesus Christ will hear the word of the Lord, and we too will burst into life and live forever. Yes, them bones, gonna walk around. God bless you all.
That was God of Many Names, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. This morning I want to share some exciting news from CMU with you. The university reached a milestone in January when it passed the 500 student mark for the first time in its undergraduate programs in the arts, music, sciences, and biblical studies. A total of 506 students are enrolled for the winter semester, which is an increase of 18 students over the fall semester. This is a significant achievement, especially when you consider that many other schools budget for a decrease in enrollment when January rolls around. Altogether, 630 students are studying through CMU's Shaftesbury campus, including 32 in the graduate program and 92 in the out-of-town adventure and discipleship program. together with over 1,000 students at Menno Simons College, CMU's campus at the University of Winnipeg, there are nearly 1,700 students taking courses at CMU. This rise in enrollment is once again a testament to the wisdom and the vision of those who proposed a merger of Canadian Mennonite Bible College, Concord College, and Menno Simons College back in the 1990s. Today we have a strong and vibrant school with a positive and growing future. I want to share some other news from CMU with you as well. We've added some staff recently. Terry Schallenberg of Kitchener, Ontario, has been appointed CMU's new Vice President External. Currently, Terry is serving as Principal of Rockway Mennonite Collegiate in Kitchener, but he will be joining us this summer to direct the university's recruitment, communications, and fundraising efforts. Terry is a member of the Breslau Mennonite Church. Harvey Sawatsky, a member of the Fort Garry Evangelical Mennonite Church, has been appointed director of CMU's Braintree Creation Care Center. Harvey is a former high school teacher and longtime community environmental leader and outdoor education teacher. He began his new appointment in November. Finally, David Balser, a media producer with Family Life Network, a multicultural Christian media outreach organization that is supported by the Mennonite Brethren Conference of Manitoba, has been appointed as an instructor in the Communications and Media Studies program. David is also host of God Talk, the Family Life Network call-in radio show on Winnipeg radio station CJOB. He is a member of the North Kildonan Mennonite Brethren Church in Winnipeg. He begins his new appointment this summer. Here are some announcements from CMU. Join us tonight for Vespers, a time of meditation, scripture, song, and prayer. It's at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium. This week, on March 16 and 17, come hear author and broadcaster Michael Corrin of Toronto. He will speak on the topic, Proclaiming Christ in the Public Square, Challenges and Opportunities. He will speak on March 16 at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., and on March 17 at 11:30 a.m. All sessions are free, and they're in the CMU Chapel. Corrin will also address pastors at a roundtable on March 17 at noon, and the topic is the role of the pastor and the church in addressing secularism in our culture. Call 487-3300 to reserve your place at the roundtable. On March 18, a Southern Manitoba boy comes home when former CBC radio host Eric Friesen of Altona speaks about the role and the future of classical music in Canada today. His presentation at CMU is called Classical Matters. The event takes place at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium, and admission is free. On March 22 at 7:30 p.m., come hear Choral Connections, a men's chorus festival featuring the CMU Men's Chorus, the Faith and Life Male Chorus, and singers from Westgate Mennonite Collegiate. Admission is free, and an offering will be taken. Lovers of vocal music can come hear up-and-coming singers on March 26 at the Verna Mae Jansen Vocal Competition Finals. The evening of music takes place at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium, and admission is free. Finally, on April 4, people in Southern Manitoba are invited to join us for our annual Southern Manitoba fundraising event. It will be held in the Rhineland Pioneer Center in Altona at 6:30 p.m. For more information about all of these events, you can check your church bulletin or our website at cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570 or in Winnipeg, 487-3300. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace.